80s, is a dear friend of both Bernie and Sid, dear friend, the guy that I got to know a couple of years ago, built a great relationship with Maimonides Hospital in Brooklyn, New York, because of this guy. And again, the friendship has ensued, and now he's one of the more special people in my life. Say good morning to Heshy Augenbaum. Good morning, Heshy.
Yeah, hi, good morning. You know, I don't dance and I don't rap, but I wanted, you know, I called up Matt Meany, and he was kind enough, and he's a very talented person. And he played Neighborhood Bully by Bob Dylan as my intro, because after 2,000 years of persecutions, expulsions, and attempts at annihilation, it's time the world says enough. Israel's founding brought justice to the Jewish people, who were never allowed to defend themselves or determine their own future. That has now changed with Israel's independence.
It has.
So thank you for the opportunity to go ahead and say hello to Bernie and Sid, my real good, dear friends.
Heshy, it's great to speak to you.
Yeah, Heshy. Great to have you, Heshy. And, you know, you and I had a discussion yesterday. I've never been to Israel. I'm going to be going for the first time in November when my son Gabriel becomes a bar mitzvah boy. We are going as a family. We're very, very excited. But you and I talked about this yesterday, how American Jews still have adopted Israel, whether they've been there or not, as kind of their home field, right? In a sports analogy, Israel is our home field, whether we've been there or not. That's a fair thing to say, right, Heshy?
That is a very fair thing to say. It's truth is the Jews, and what we spoke about is that Israel is synonymous with the Jewish people, and Jews, their DNA is connected whether they are observant or not observant, and they have a special feeling deep in their hearts for Israel. And you'll see, Sid, when you'll go there, and I think you should take Bernie along, actually.
I would love it.
Yeah, my two sons, Bernie and Gabriel.
Right. And what's going to happen is you're going to feel right at home. It's going to be a different feeling. In my own life, you know, my kids, after high school, they studied in Israel, my boys for 3 years, and my girls also went to seminary over there. And a lot of your audience has similar experiences with their kids after studying in American schools, right after high school, they go to Israel. And that experience is with them and for their entire lives and changes their lives, actually. It's one big camaraderie, and that's our home court, like you said.
You know, Heshy, so Nobody is smarter than you. You know Israeli and Jewish history. I believe you're a rabbi, right, Heshy?
Yeah, I am a rabbi. Yes, I am.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're a smart man, full of wisdom. But a lot of people don't realize the story of the history of Israel. You know, the Zionism, the father of modern-day Zionism was a guy named Theodor Herzl. He was a journalist who was converted to Zionism during the Dreyfus Affair in France. And then it goes on and on. But I guess the point I'm getting at is even after Israel was granted or declared their independence from England and then became a state in 1948, they were actually attacked by five Arab nations with full-on military. They had established militaries. Israel was a brand-new state. They had to fight five countries, and they fought them and won. And that's why Israel is still here and subsequent wars after that. But in other words, it's a testament to the courage and resilience of the Jewish people.
That is true, and it's the only liberal democracy in the Middle East. It's a country that advances our national interests and shares our values. Well, what used to be our values of freedom of speech, freedom of worship, and human rights. So Israel is also the only one stable pro-American country in a hostile region. And I think it deserves our strong and committed friendship. And the two best friends that I know are on ABC. Now it's maybe four friends, Mr. and Mrs. Kasmatidis and Bernie and Sid. I want to do a Dr. Seuss salute to Israel's independence and stick it to the cancel culture. And I want you to join in your audience. And this is it. Today you are you. That is certainly true. There is no one today who is youer than you. And that's happy Independence Day to Israel, 73 years old and going strong.
Oh, that was beautiful. I love that. That's good stuff, Heshy. Heshy, you really are the absolute best. The work you do in Brooklyn Maimonides Hospital, what you've done with our station over the years, so many fun events. Pink Runway, of course, is such a magnificent event every year, which I've had a great opportunity to be a part of, along with Dolores and Margaret and Baruch Shemtov and everybody else. And certainly that softball game last summer was a lot of fun. So thank you, and thank you so much for hopping on today. Continued success. Be well. We love you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ash.
Love you back. All right. Bernie, Sid, we love you. We love Israel. And we love the what used to be the American dream, and hopefully will continue to be the American dream.
Yes. Heshy Augenbaum, folks, dear friend.